Hit me Echo Valley 26809. Cha la la, la 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 la. Cha la la.
Hello and welcome to Echo Valley. I'm Professor Bubblegum. It is going to be a great, exciting day today as we listen to Back to Basics Bubblegum music. That means Hall of Fame music from folks like 1910 Fruit Gum Company, Josie and the Pussycats, the Monkees, Tommy Rowe, the Archies, and of course these folks, the Ohio Express.
Hands on your head.
Simple Simon says,
bring them down by your side.
Simple
Give me more of the bubblegum music. Makes
this is your hometown for bubblegum pop.
Echo Valley. Echo Valley. Josie and the Pussycats on this Back to Basics episode of Echo Valley. I'm Professor Bubblegum. Before Josie and the Pussycats, we heard Simon Says from the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. And now here's the great one, Tommy Rowe.
Echo. Valley.
In the air, girls buy new bikinis and beauticians dye their hair. Health clubs are overcrowded with young men, concerned and unhappy with conditions that they're in. So hey Jack, you better get tight, but you won't be impressed. Hey Jill, you better get tight, cause Jack expects the best. Cadillacs and Jeeps, pretty girls sitting on the beach admiring men's physiques. Bands of motorcyclists are riding through the parks, digging girls in miniskirts and trying to win their hearts. So hey Jack, you better get tight, but you won't be impressed. Hey Jill, you better get tight, cause Jack expects the best.
Idea of the Rock and Roll Money Oriented Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But you, it's a joke.
You said you have four daughters.
What are you doing in Cleveland anyway?
You said you have four daughters. You got two ex-wives. I'm assuming that you're going to want to leave behind a nice package for them. You know, I feel like a monkey's reunion would be just that, your retirement money. I mean, that would be something.
No, man, I don't need to retire. Nah. I'm never going to retire.
Never.
They're going to have to give me a shot to put me away, okay?
Really, it's that.
No, I don't need to retire, man. I got a beautiful fire burning here right now.
Yeah.
My wife just brought me my dinner. You know, we're sitting here.
Yeah.
And we're going to sit and watch a little, you know, TV for a minute, comfortable. And, you know, the cats have been fed. The horses
right.
are all settled down. They've got their heat lamps on. They've got their coats on. You know, I mean, people don't have this, what I have. And I got this because I have never forgotten where I came from, who I am, and where I'm going. And who knows, maybe the call will come tomorrow from
right.
this conversation we're having, say, wait a minute, we're going to put Davy Jones in our next movie. Oh, wait a minute,
yeah.
what about a TV series? Oh,
sure.
wait a minute, what about, I'm not waiting for anything. I'm carrying on. I do enough to be able to finance my family, to finance my lifestyle, my living style, and everything else about what I do. And if the benefits come after that, that's a wonderful thing. But I'm not going out of my way to sell myself, because I never did that. I never sold myself, ever. I always wait. I'm a waiter. It's like when I ride my horses and I ride them on the track. I wait. I wait.
Look out, here comes tomorrow. That's when I have to choose how I wish I could borrow someone else's shoes. Mary, oh, what a sweet girl, lips like strawberry pie. Sandra, long hair and beat girl, can't make up my mind.
Being kind of
That's the Archies with Jingle Jangle. That has that lyric, sing me, baby. Not sure what that means. I'm Professor Bubblegum. This is Echo Valley. I am the mayor, of course, but I'm also the town librarian here, and it's time for our dramatic reading. I like to pick a book from our library and read for the young people and anyone else that wants to listen. And the book I have today is entitled The Television Scene, a special Arrow edition of TV 1972. This is written by Peggy Hudson, and it's a series of short chapters. It is a chapter book that looks at the hot TV shows from 1972, and I'm going to read from a chapter entitled Former Frustrated Cowboy, The Brady Bunch's Robert Reed. Years ago, Robert Reed felt he was about to get a big break in his career. I was at Warner Brothers when they were casting parts for two westerns, Lawman and Maverick, Bob recalled. Quite naturally, he thought he'd get at least one of the parts. After all, he'd been a cowboy in real life. He'd grown up on a ranch. I'd ridden horses since I was a small kid, he said. The ranch work depended on the season. I dug a lot of post holes, we put in water lines for stock, put in telephone poles, and were constantly mending fences. When I had a chance, I'd hunt and fish. In spite of this experience, when Bob applied for an on-screen cowboy job, the casting director turned him down. As Bob walked away, the director called, "You don't even walk like a cowboy." Well, the director may have well felt that an actor who'd played Romeo in Romeo and Juliet with an award-winning off-Broadway company, as Bob had done, just couldn't be a cowboy, too. By playing non-cowboy parts, he's established a highly successful career, though. Since then, unsuccessful as a TV cowboy, Bob has been somewhat typecast as a video lawman. Aside from his starring role as Mike Brady in ABC TV's The Brady Bunch, he's frequently appeared as law enforcement officials in Mannix. And about his hobby of gardening, Bob said, "I like to do it when I can, when the mood suits me. I spent the whole day recently planting petunias." He shares his one-acre plot in Pasadena with two dogs, visiting relatives, and friends.
"I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
I hear you now, I just can't stay inside all day. I gotta get out, give me some of those rays.
Sunshine day. Can't you dig the sunshine day. Loving sun are the same.
the Banana Splits on Echo Valley.
I've got a friend whose name is Sam, who goes with me wherever I am. Whatever I need, Sam has a perfect plan. Sam's a superhero and
Super Sammy.
My friend Sam, if you need it fast, Sam can fly a plane.
My friend Sam,
if you need some water, Sam can make it rain.
My friend Sam,
if you want some sugar, Sam gets sugar cane. Everybody knows Sam's name. Sam is the strongest in the land. If anyone can do it, Sammy can. If you need some help, Sam will give you a hand. Sam's a superhero and
Super Sammy.
My friend Sam,
if you need it fast, Sam can fly a plane.
My friend Sam,
if you need some water, Sam can make it rain.
My friend Sam,
if you want some sugar, Sam gets sugar cane. Everybody knows Sam's name.
Is a little cheer, nice and loud so Sam can hear. Don't be shy now if you're a fan. Come on, people, give Sam a hand.
If you need it fast, Sam can fly a plane.
My friend Sam.
If you need some water, Sam can make it rain.
My friend Sam.
If you want some sugar, Sam gets sugar cane. Everybody knows Sam's name.
Super Sam.
My friend Sam.
If you need it fast, Sam can fly a plane. Some water, Sam can make it rain.
My friend Sam.
If you want some sugar, Sam gets sugar cane. Everybody knows Sam's name.
Come on, people, give Sam a hand.
Sam.
Captain Groovy and his Bubblegum Army singing a song entitled Captain Groovy and his Bubblegum Army. I'm Professor Bubblegum. This is Echo Valley. You know, one of the classic bubblegum groups many people aren't familiar with, the group is called the Hardy Boys. Now, the Hardy Boys, of course, have been a series of books for young people that tell mystery tales, and those books have been around since the 1930s all the way up till today. And there have been TV shows of the Hardy Boys. Probably the best known is from the late 1970s and early 80s, featuring Sean Cassidy and Parker Stevenson. It was a live-action program. But in terms of bubblegum history, there was an interesting cartoon in 1969 and 1970 called The Hardy Boys. It ran for two seasons, which means there are actually two seasons worth of new episodes. This was unusual for Saturday morning cartoons and unusual for bubblegum group-based cartoon shows. The Hardy Boys, as a cartoon group, solved mysteries but also had a band. Now, the band, officially, in cartoon terms, was Frank Hardy on guitar and lead vocals, Pete Jones on drums and vocals, Wanda Kay on organ, Joe Hardy on bass, and Chubby Morton on sax. In real life, there were two albums of Hardy Boys music from the cartoon show. The albums were partly produced and written by Ellen Greenwich, who's one of the great rock and roll songwriters, teamed up with Jeff Barry for a decade and produced some of the classic rock songs of the 60s. There's a couple albums where the songs were produced by Greenwich and put out by Dunwich Records. The Echo Valley Library has those albums on LP, and we occasionally play cuts from those LPs on this program. The real singer for the Hardy Boys was a man named Reed Kaling. I suppose officially he was Frank Hardy. Reed Kaling had a rock and roll career in a variety of bands, including the band The Grassroots. Had a nice, smooth voice, but it's the quality of the music itself which puts the Hardy Boys in the category of bubblegum basics. Let's listen to one of those very bubbly, very catchy Hardy Boys tunes on Echo Valley.
Sweeter than sugar, kindly and nice. You got those kisses with just enough spice. Cotton candy's got nothing on you. In fact, you're the sweetest thing that I ever knew. Lay a kiss on me. Feel so good when you're loving with me. Feel so good, that's the way it should be. Your kiss is so tender, your love is so sweet. I can't wait to see you, the night is complete. When you kiss me, I could tell right away. This feeling's love and it won't go away. Come on, hold my hand. Feel so good when you're loving with me. Feel so good, that's the way it should be.
Powered by the super sweet sound of sunshine, the Echo Valley time machine looks for the birth of bubblegum pop and travels back in time.
1963.
Go back to you.
beg, borrow, and steal the Ohio Express. This was, in fact, the first hit song for the Ohio Express from 1967, Beg, Borrow, and Steal. We play that song here today just to point out how the opening sounds quite a bit like Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. But bubblegum songs frequently would use inspiration from those earlier rock hits. This particular song, Beg, Borrow, and Steal by Ohio Express, does have an interesting, unique place in the history of bubblegum music. It was common for different groups to do their own versions of songs. Sometimes those versions would be successful, sometimes they would be more successful than the original version or less successful, and so on. Doing cover versions or a band's own version of songs is certainly common and customary in popular music. But this particular song, Beg, Borrow, and Steal, had been released earlier than the Ohio Express version by the producers Jerry Kazanets and Jeffrey Katz, whose Super K Productions really developed, invented, and defined bubblegum music in the late 1960s. The earlier version of Beg, Borrow, and Steal was by a group called The Rare Breed. The Rare Breed, like many bands, wasn't a real band. It was a group of studio musicians and singers put together by the producers to record this hit. And then when you release a single record, you need to have a band's name. So they put the name Rare Breed on the record. That early version of Beg, Borrow, and Steal wasn't a hit at all. Then these producers re-released that song and put the name of a band, Ohio Express, on it. That version was a hit, so they went to Ohio, actually, and found a band and renamed them Ohio Express so that someone could tour to support this hit song and future recordings by Ohio Express. But Ohio Express recordings were seldom made by the actual singers, the touring band Ohio Express. Usually it was a group of studio musicians. Frequently Joey Levine, singer-songwriter, was involved, and it's usually his lead vocal we hear on Ohio Express songs. Keeping in mind, of course, that Joey Levine was not the lead singer for the Ohio Express, at least in terms of the touring band. They seldom actually recorded their hit records. But here's the unique place that Beg, Borrow, and Steal holds in bubblegum history. It wasn't simply that the Ohio Express version of Beg, Borrow, and Steal was similar to the Rare Breed version that had come out earlier and was not successful. It was the exact same recording. They re-released the exact same recording, did Kazanets and Katz. They simply put a different band's name on it. They made up Ohio Express, put that as the name of the band, and it was a big hit, a top five hit, the exact same recording. Certainly something interesting to chew on. Now, I had considered playing a version of the Rare Breed so you could compare them, but it's the same recording, so it's silly to... All right, I'll go ahead and do that. Let me remind you what the Ohio Express version sounded like. And now here's the version by the Rare Breed. They sound a lot alike, don't they? I'm Professor Bubblegum. Let's hear some more bubblegum music.
Bubblegum.
I remember how it started on a sunny summer's day. I was looking out my window. All the kids were out to play. Then she said, hey, let's play, may I? Out into the street I came. Ever since that sunny morning, nothing has been quite the same. May I take a giant step into your heart? May I give you love and sweet affection? May I take a giant step into your heart so that you will look in my direction? May I take a giant step into your heart? Though I may be getting older, still my favorite game. Girl, I got to have your permission if I need to be the same.
Show me if you really want me. Show me if you really care. Give me just a little sign, girl. Make me feel you want me here. May I take a giant step into your heart? May I give you love and sweet affection? May I take a giant step into your heart so that you will look in my direction? May I take a giant step into your heart? May I take a giant step into your heart? May I give you love and sweet affection? May I take a giant step into your heart so that you will look in my direction? May I take a giant step into your heart? May I give you love and sweet affection?
Later on, the do run, 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 the do run, run. Somebody told me that her name was Jill. The do run, 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 the do run, run. Yeah, my heart stood still. Yes, her name was Jill. And when I walked her home, the do run, 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 the do run, run. Knew what she was thinking when she caught my.
Echo Valley crew is spanning the globe looking for bubblegum pop around the world. England, 1996. The group is Take That.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. I think it's time. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick mark still on your coffee cup. Oh, yeah. Got a fist of pure emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want.
Want you back, want you back, want you back for good.
Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back,
I want you back for good. Unaware but underlined, I figured out the story.
No,
it wasn't good.
the corner of my mind.
Corner of my mind.
I celebrated glory, but that was not to be. In the twist of separation, you excelled at being free. Can't you find, a little room inside for me? Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good. See, I want you back for good. Whatever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Since we were 9 or 10, together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring's in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. Every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, could both be there.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone.
The adorable Haley Mills on Echo Valley. Before Haley, we heard from Terry Jacks and the great Hall of Fame bubblegum song, Seasons in the Sun. You know, there are those scholars who take a look at these overly dramatic, sort of operatic tragedy songs like Seasons in the Sun, and they conclude that they aren't bubblegum music. Well, those scholars are wrong. And now here's Sha Na Na.
Gold. Oh, now take my hand.
feel fine today, just the same as yesterday. It's good to feel so free. See the sun shining in the sky. See the pretty birds flying by. Life's so delectable, lots of fun, and best of all, it's good to feel so free. Life is what you make of it. Put on a smile and laugh a bit, and you will feel so good, just the way you should. Everything is wonderful today. Nothing troubles me in any way. I don't have a care. My singing fills the air. It's good to feel so free. I'm as happy as can be, as everyone around can surely see. I feel fine.
The Bugaloos end our hour today with I'm as happy as can be. I'm Professor Bubblegum, and this is Echo Valley. Thanks for coming by today.
Hello, operator. Get me Echo Valley 26809.
We like the Bubblegum, whether it's happy or sad.
You have reached a disconnected number.
Now, that was kind of sad there for poor David Cassidy. Hey, thanks for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm ProfessorBubblegum@hotmail.com. Or if you want to follow my good friend and library intern, Kid Bubblegum, he's on Twitter, @BubblegumMusic. That's @Bubblegum_music. Thanks for listening. Come back again, will you?